We are joined by Kevin Lynch. Hey, Kevin. Thanks for your time. Thanks for doing this. We'll go to Anthony Marcotte for the first question. Anthony, c'est à toi.
Hey, Kevin. Happy to see you. You look well, my friend. I was just wondering, pick your brains a bit about this first couple of weeks this season. Things have been going really well for you, except maybe a short period of time in a game against Belleville. How do you foresee the next four games against Manitoba? I mean, this is four games playing at home against the same rival.
Yeah, it's. I think it's. It gets you a couple games to kind of get used to a new team. I know they're a lot different than Belleville. They're very well structured. They're a defensive team. They don't have a lot of breakdowns. So I think watching film and obviously, you know, we have four games against them. So you get pretty familiar with them pretty quickly. So, you know, a lot of it just about us personally, it's, you know, trying to get going for myself and just build some chemistry with line mates. And yeah, I think just trying to stick to, like I said, our game plan and our structure, and I think we'll be good.
I was wondering about your veteran, and you needed to step away for one night of action last week. I mean, this must be no fun for you guys to. I know that you understand the situation, but every player wants to play every night.
Yeah, obviously, like missing games, watching it from the stands is never fun. It's a very challenging time. We've got 35 guys here, and they're all capable of playing each and every night. And you know, we've got on paper like one of, I feel like, the best teams in the league right now, and it definitely is a hard job on Joel to try to mix the lineup every night and give guys opportunities here and there. And you know, you're just trying to deal with it the best that you can. Like I said, like, obviously you want to play every single night. We're all motivated. We all want to move up. We all want to play in the NHL. And I just think that when you do get time, you have to just seize the opportunity.
And maybe a third question for you. I think the organization really wants to build a culture in the organization and bring back some veterans that really understand what the team wants to do. And I thought that they had a really good strategy last year, bringing back some veterans that had success last year, and you were one of them. And even though the situation is mostly different this year with the pandemic, I'm seeing some really good signs of what made this team really good in February and March last year.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I pride myself on developing a culture within organizations. And I feel like developing, you know, that mentality and really just trying to bring, you know, unity and cohesion throughout a group, like, really helps teams succeed. And you saw that at the end of the year when we may have not had the, you know, the most skilled team or the best team on paper, but, you know, guys were buying in and they found roles and they took pride in those roles. And, you know, I think some of that leadership, you know, coming into this year is huge. And I think, you know, like I said, guys going to battle for each other every night, truly caring about each other and not just about, you know, personal goals and success, but, you know, really caring about the team success is honestly, every single guy in this locker room has it and they're buying in. And I think that's why we've been so successful.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Have a good one out there.
Thank you.
Sean Campbell, TSN 690.
Kevin, you talked about the veteran rotation that you guys have been through. What about the line mate rotation with 35 guys at practice and then a game? You may not be practicing with the guys that you're playing with. How does that work?
Yeah, it's extremely challenging just because throughout like a normal season, you have time to build chemistry. You know, you build chemistry throughout games and, you know, some lines stay the same, but you know, I've also been on teams where coaching staffs rotated guys and lines throughout the entire game. So I think it's just part about being a pro and just coming to the rink and trying to communicate with your line mates and trying to do the best that you can. Obviously, like I said, this is a unique situation, trying to juggle 35 players in and out of the lineup, trying to be fair, trying to give guys opportunities, like, you know, and there's no color cup this year, right, too. So you're just trying to develop good habits, stick with our structure, trying to have guys play like the Montreal way. So I think it's just up to each individual to come to the rink every day, be a pro, and try to handle the situation the best that they can.
So after winning three out of your four first games against Belleville, you're changing teams, you're facing Manitoba. What did you guys work on between series?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it is just details and watching film. Like I said before, like Manitoba plays a completely different style than Belleville. And they're very structured and similar to like us. We're built basically just on doing the right things. And we know that doing those right things will create opportunities for us. And it'll, you know, wear the other team down. And they are play like a similar style as well. So I think just being really detailed in film, make sure that you're running your routes the right way and, you know, being on the same page. And so it's just been a lot of film and, you know, we'll see tonight in game one.
Thank you.
Amy Johnson.
Thanks, Charles. Good morning, Kevin. You talked about rotating line mates and so forth, but two that you have played with in so far this short season are Jan Mišák and Lukas Vaitamo. Can you, from a veteran standpoint, can you just talk a little bit about playing with those two players and what you see from them, particularly Mišák being as young as he is?
Yeah, Mišák, you know, like I said, being an older guy, like I take pride in, you know, talking to those young guys, trying to make them feel comfortable. And obviously, like we've, you know, all been here, you know, for AHL camp starting the 22nd. So there's a lot of inter-squad scrimmages and you're getting to see the different talents and different, you know, things that each young guy brings to the table. And he was somebody right away that was confident with the puck and can make plays. You can see the skill when we're doing shootouts. And so just trying to talk to those guys, make sure that in their first games, you know, they're not nervous or timid, but, you know, making them feel as comfortable as possible so that they, it doesn't take for them as much time to make the adjustment to the pro level. So, like I said, just communicating as much as I can with those younger guys. And Veggie, I didn't get to play with him a ton last year, but when we did, we always had good chemistry. And he's somebody that just, you know, wants to hold onto the puck, wants to create plays, make plays. And, you know, no matter where he is in the lineup, he always seems to, like, be successful. And he's a guy that I feel like is destined for a big year this year as well.
One of the strengths that Mišák really demonstrated, even in just his short time so far, has been his strength on the faceoff dot. And that's something that Joel Bouchard really relies on you for, is going in and winning those draws. As the veteran, again, with those two young players, is that something that an area that Bouchard has you working on, even helping Vaitamo, Mišák, the younger centers, really excelling at that faceoff dot?
Absolutely. That's something that, you know, I've always taken pride in every single level that I've played at. I feel like it's the first one-on-one battle for your shift. And, you know, gaining possession of the puck is so important. It's something that we were talking about this morning. Just, you know, Hillis is somebody that I'll be playing with tonight. And I'm just talking about, you know, how winning draws, you're not, you know, if you're losing draws all night, you're chasing the puck for the first, you know, 5-10 seconds of the shift. And that can be extremely crucial for the momentum of the game. And so, yeah, it's, Mizey is, you know, the young guys, I'm impressed with how, they bear down and, you know, they're not just somebody going in there and, not wanting to invest in the battle or, you know, just wanting to stay on the outside and score goals. They realize it's a one-on-one battle. They realize the importance of faceoffs and, you can see in the intensity, within like them bearing down on faceoffs. So I've definitely been impressed with that.
Excellent. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep. Thank you.
We'll take two more. Marc-Antoine Godin.
Hello, Kevin. I just wanted to maybe have your opinion on, well, comparing the coaches that you've had before. What's the how do Benoit Groulx and Joel Bouchard differ one from another?
It's one of the things that you know, coming here, I was you know, they're so similar in so many ways. And, you know, it's the detail within, you know, every practice, you know, practicing like you play, you know, being detailed on, you know, stick placement and battles and, you know, the structure of play. And, you know, one thing that I would say differs is I would say more like stick placement. Joel really, make sure guys have their sticks in the right areas. And, you know, you're not just going to hit somebody with your stick in the air, but you're really hitting somebody and then your stick's on puck, because that could be a turnover and you could go down the other end and score. So it's just the small details that watching video, making sure that, you know, you're on it every single time on the ice and you're doing the right things. And that's something that, you know, definitely wows you every day, making sure that there's no off days, there's no off moments. You're always engaged and you're always thinking about those little things.
Who's harder, you know, in terms of I wouldn't say necessarily relationships, but in their interactions with the players, who's the toughest between the two, and who's, is there more that's one of more of a player's coach than the other?
It's kind of a hard, I mean, I've had great relationships with both of them, and I like respect both of them so much. And I think like, it's one of those things where, you know, each year as a player and as a coach, you adapt and you find different ways to interact with your players. And I think they're both learning. I wouldn't say one's, you know, Joel's so personable and so is Ben. But they have unique ways and they just find a way to bring out the best in their players. And I think that's what's made them both successful and why I respected them so much is, sometimes when you have too big of players coaches, guys can, step off the gas and maybe not play as hard, but they truly like, you come to the rink every day and you know that they'll get on you no matter who you are about little details and things that they want to see every single day and no matter who you are. So as a player, that translates to winning. You come to the rink knowing that each day you have to be on your A game and it translates into wins. And that's why I respect him so much.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
No, thank you.
Last question, Grant McKay.
Thanks, Kevin. There's a lot of natural centers on the club this year. Mm-hmm. In your time with Laval so far, you've played a lot of both wing and center. Yeah. Seems like I don't know exactly what the process is, but seems like you take a lot of situational face-offs. Maybe your strong side, yep. When you're out there with another centerman. After the draw, do you always play center if you're taking a situational draw, or do you go back to the wing and the guy that is the centerman as a rule goes to play center? How does that work for you guys?
No, absolutely. That's a good question. It's kind of like a rule of thumb, especially like in our D zone, you're taking a face off and you're the centerman. You're that centerman until you get out of your zone or until you communicate. Like everything in hockey or in any sport, communication is the biggest key. As long as you're on the same page with your line mates, that's the biggest thing. So, but typically you stay center until you get out of your zone and then you can make a switch. But up and down our lineup, we have so many guys that, rotate between center and wing that are maybe natural centermen. So I think it gives us the advantage, especially if you have a righty and lefty where you can take, have one guy take him on the right and one guy take him on the left, or just to be more aggressive in case, one guy gets kicked out and then the second guy coming in to take that second faceoff is a centerman as well. So I think you can kind of see it in our numbers early on that we're a really strong face-off team. And I think it's critical just with puck possession.
Syracuse had a lot of good young talent. I think it's fair to say that this club does as well. Do you see some parallels between the two teams?
Yeah, there's just so many parallels. Like I said, with coaching on down to the way we play and the structure. And I definitely think Montreal as an organization is headed in the right direction with like the players that are in this year for the first time and bringing back some veteran leadership. And I think just from the top down to the bottom, you can see parallels within winning organizations and what they do well and their focus on. And it's definitely an exciting future here.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll be back with head coach Joel Bouchard in 2 minutes.
Thank you.